Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Victory. This is our 5 p.m. service, and me and Diane are here to serve you. The Forward series speaks of 9 weeks. 9 weeks that we need to look forward in every series that they decided to know. Why is that? Because we want to pinpoint a character in the Bible who was a disciple and turned out to be a leader. And eventually, all right, this leader became one of the pillars of the New Testament church leadership. In fact, this person, all right, can be compared to any one of us because this person is not a supernatural or a super kind of leader as far as the spiritual side of his life, but he's just like us. He has some shortcomings. In fact, he backslid, all right, but again, God is so good that his grace upon his life, this person's life, was able to recover and basically, all right, answer the call of God. And I'm talking about Peter, all right? So our main reference, all right, in the next 9 weeks speaks of Peter, that we're going to focus on his encounter, his experience, his life, his ministry. And at the same time, we're going to check from one scripture after another in 1 Peter, maybe 2 Peter, and along with his story in the book of Acts. And so just as we define what a disciple is, which is our core values, we did say that a disciple is what? A disciple is a person who follows Jesus. A person who's a disciple is not just following Jesus, but a person also who what? Fish for lost people. And it doesn't end up there. It also says that a person also is a disciple, it fellowships with other believers. And so in line with the life of Peter, we want to make sure that this series called Forward, we're going to talk about in the next 3 weeks, what is a disciple who follows Jesus? That's the first 3 weeks. In the coming 3 weeks, till the sixth week, we're going to talk about what is a disciple that fish for lost people. And then the last 3 weeks, that reaches to the ninth week, is we're going to talk about what is a disciple who fellowship with other believers. And it points out really to what God has called us to do by honoring him and to make a disciples as well. Is that a good news for all of us? So something to look forward to, so that you will know exactly, okay, what God wants to accomplish through us. And so at this moment, guess what? I'm going to ask you to stand up, stand on our feet today in reference to God's word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Here's what ESV says. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Verse 3. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. In other translation, in NIV, here's what it says. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Another version, the New King James Version says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. This is the word of the Lord for all of us today and for the whole week. Let's pray. Lord, we ask of you your wisdom, your revelation, through your Holy Spirit, that, Lord, you would help us understand that through this series Forward, that we may able to know who we are and may able to grasp, Lord, the qualities of what a disciple is, so that we may grow, that we may able to mature, and yet be transformed and used by you, Lord God, in our lives to be a blessing, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, that you'll be the one to take charge for the rest of the 9 weeks. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone would say, praise God. Please take your seats. You know, just to let you know, I love running, and I've been running lately. Why? Because my goal is to reach 80 plus, all right? And as a matter of fact, when I was in high school, I represent my university, University of Santo Tomas, as one of the athletes. I used to play basketball, UAAP, for University of Santo Tomas. In fact, during my time, they changed their name. We were called UST Golden Nuggets. Ngayon, iba na yata Cubs. Ano ba pag-high school ngayon? Talo. Parati kami talo. Iba na yung pangalan. Well, I remember as a basketball player, I played for 3 straight long years when I was in high school. And I would remember, all right? It was an everyday practice, 2 hours straight, for imagine 6 days in a week. So yung pahinga nyo lang is yung day off lang namin is Sunday. All right, but the rest, imagine that. Even December. Okay, pahinga lang namin December 24 and December 25, the next 26 meron kaming practice. Ganun po ka-tedious yung ginagawa namin. In fact, pag player ka, hindi lang yung UAP po yung tournament na sinasalihan namin. And after that, the combination of NCAA and UAP will have our games together. And since we're part of the Dominican order, all right, that religious order, we will play against Aquinas, we'll play against Angelicum and different Dominican schools. All right, but guess what? It requires a time of physical discipline. It was not only 2 hours. Another hours would be spent just working out. And why do we do that? Because we want to compete and we want to be champions. All right? With all the tournaments that we've been part of, it since I played for 3 years, siguro nag-champion lang kami dalawang beses, hindi pa UAP. All right? But it was so hard. Any person who would pursue his career to be a doctor, who will take masteral, or be a lawyer, or any high degree, all right, in the doctorate sense, would require long hours of study, all right? Trying to solve problems, trying to memorize laws, trying to meditate and analyze and come up with solutions based on problems and cases. Am I right? It requires a person, if he wants to make it and finish that course or that career, guess what? It takes mental discipline. To those, there's those who is in sports, and to those who are pursuing for high career. But guess what? All of us who are saved by the gospel of Christ, who believes in the advancement of his kingdom, requires a certain discipline that would create in us a kind of behavior, a kind of motivation that will be part of us that doesn't require any kind of belief on a certain goal, let's say sports or business, but it requires the life of victory for every one of us. If you want to achieve victory and an overcoming life pleasing the Lord, guess what? We need all of us here. We need to have the so-called spiritual disciplines. As a basketball player, our coach would give us 30 minutes. But all we could think of and focus on the next 30 minutes was basically to enhance, our running game. So we will have speed kind of training, all right, to enhance our speed. In fact, even imagine if we practice kami puro dribbling lang, puro layup lang, puro left and right. Why? Because we want to master the basics. And for all of us who's here, there are no shortcuts. It's so easy, but yet it's the most neglected. I believe for us to make it in this life, that there will be storms down the road. There will be trials, all right, that is beyond our imagination, beyond our expectation. Guess what? It's going to happen. But the question is, will you make it? Will you falter? Will you fail? Will you compromise? Or make it and please God by overcoming them and live to please a life that honors God and live victorious? It's possible. If you only have spiritual disciplines. Are you here with me? Now, spiritual disciplines include what? Bible reading. It includes fasting. Remember, if a fast po tayo, di ba? Yung next fast natin sa July pa. All right? But every January, if a fast po tayo. Also, pag sinabi natin spiritual disciplines, it involves prayer. Okay? It involves fellowship. It involves your generosity and your giving. All this are part of spiritual disciplines. But we want to focus on the discipline of all disciplines that is so important that God requires us to grow. Having said that, the Apostle Peter emphasized the importance of disciplines. Question is, why is it vital to a believer's life? Bakit importante po ito? Kagaya po na sinabi natin kanina, when we read the scripture, sinabi po rito, like newborn infants, long for pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. In other translation, in NIV says, newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk. In King James Version, newborn babes desire the pure milk of the Word of God. Now, if spiritual discipline is important, then how does the Apostle Peter relates this to all of us by understanding the qualities that the Lord has saved us through the power of the gospel? How can we compare a person based on his word, our text today, as a person is a disciple, a follower of Christ? Are you ready for this? This is very important. Number one, as a disciple or a follower of Christ, based on the scripture, a disciple is likened as newborn babies. Everybody say newborn babies. Something is wrong when the way we think, the way we reason are like not just child but babies. Am I right? We don't stay to be a baby or a child. We need to grow and mature. But the scripture points out very well that even the Apostle Paul was telling the church, hey, look, to those of you who were scattered, he wrote this because people were, what? They were harassed, they were challenged, they were persecuted. So those believers there were scattered. And he was encouraging them. And he said this is vital important. He said, don't you ever miss, you as a disciple, likened as what? Newborn babes or babies. It all started when he wrote 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that says, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Kaya ho tayo nandito, hindi ka lang na-invite, kasi alam mo, something works deep within you. In fact, some of you here are here today. Why? You're part of this church because way, way back, you understand that your lolo or your lola or your dad and moms became Christian. And so somehow, all right, you grow up in that kind of environment and you end up here in Victory. Some of us here, just like me, I encountered the gospel when I was a student. And here I was and I am, all right, serving God because of the gospel of Christ. The Bible tells us that one way or the other, God wants people to be born again. And the moment that a person is born again, he was born again not of the seed that is perishable, but imperishable because of the living, abiding, enduring Word of God. Nothing can stop the purpose of God's word. Nothing can thwart the very purpose why God sent his word towards people. That's why for spiritual discipline to be established with us, we need to know first who we are as far as God's word is concerned. And as far as his word is concerned, guess what? All of us here, disciples, are likened to be like what? Newborn babies. Sinasabi po ni Apostle Peter ito, nothing is wrong becoming a baby, but here's what he says, a disciple, as far as God's word is concerned, there's something I want you to understand. You gotta be like a newborn baby. Are you here with me? Question is, no matter how cute a baby is, di ba? May cute na baby, may talagang malnourished na baby, nung pinanganak, kahit ano pa sabihin natin, pag may baby lumabas dito sa mundo, sinner pa rin yan. Okay? Yet, all babies, what does a baby do? When he would come out here on earth, this world, the baby would what? Cry the whole time. You know, I saw my kids, two of my kids, my first and my second. All right, my wife was operated because I was in the operating room because the doctor is a pastor. One of our pastors, Pastor Demi, is right now serving as one of the missionaries. And he had a small hospital in Cavite. So he told me, Mark, ako na bibiyak doon sa asawa mo para kunin natin yung bata. Ako na gagawa, okay, para wala ka nang babayaran. Hindi, magkabayan ako. So nandun po ako nung kinuha po yung first na yung panganay ko, saka yung pangalawa. Kaya grabe talaga, pagkuha mo pa lang, talagang nilagyan na lang anesthesia. Grabe, ganun pala yun. Tapos talagang Alam mo, ang dami pala layer nun, yung skin, epidermis, tapos makita mo yung mga tabag, mga ganun-ganun. What? Grabe na to. Binaak, tapos kinuha pa yung tissue, kinuha, mga anim, tapos talagang may yung clam, yung anak, di ba? Yan na yun, parang gusto ko manghina, tiga muna. Totoo lang po, at the moment that my son and my daughter came out, all right, they were all crying. What is, whenever there's a baby, guess what? Di mo mapipigilan, iyak lang na iyak lang, di ba? At hindi lang iiyak yan. Tulog na tulog yan. Hindi po ba? At hindi lang. May pupup, magpupup siya, di ba? At hindi lang yon. Ito yung punto na sinasabi ni Pedro. Ang sinasabi niya, whether you like it or not, that baby will crave. That baby will long. That baby will desire milk. You know, my son, who grows up loving milk, even at the age of when he was 10, 11, he's not around, good enough. He will tell me, Dad, I want milk. Don't give me chocolate. I just want milk. And it's something about milk. Why? Milk gives you nourishment. You don't want to see babies, okay, who are malnourished. And I want to tell you this. Something is wrong when babies don't crave for milk. Something is wrong when babies don't long for milk. In fact, I have friends, all right, who are so concerned about their babies growing up, and they say, napaka-delay yung speech. Ba't di na kumakain? All right, and they will go to the doctor and check out what's wrong. And so, what's important, why would Peter say this and encourage the third for us to have the revelation of becoming newborn babies? Simply because of this point, the craving and the longing for God's word. In other words, here's what it is. A disciple, number two, deeply longs and craves for God's word. ESV says, long for the pure milk, spiritual milk. NIV says, pure, a crave for spiritual milk. New King James Version says, what does it say there? It says, crave, long, desire, all right? Pure milk. Long for or crave means what? To deeply desire. Put it all together, deeply desire. And God is saying, God wants to let us know, if there's anything about us, if you want spiritual discipline, we got to be like newborn babes. Deeply desiring for God's word. And babies are loving, isn't it? Unless you are the boss baby, all right? Anyway, I haven't watched that, so. The whole point is, adults crave for pleasure, am I right? Adults crave for satisfaction, and there's a spiritual appetite. And so, I remember, when I got saved, you know, I was sold out for the purpose of God. I would spend, really, the purple book. I would set a moment, 12 to 4 a.m. I kid you not. I was so hungry for God's word. And I was part of the class. It's called Firm Foundation class. Actually, yung purple book na ginagamit natin. May makapal nun. At pangalan po, Firm Foundation. Tapos ilang lesson siya, mga 20 plus lessons. And so it will require us. They were asking us to answer around 10 lessons, 9 lessons. And I remember, I want a total silence. All right? So 12 midnight till 4 a.m. Concentrate on God's word. That's the hunger that I got. Lord, I want to know. I want to get into the word of God. I want to get what the word of God says, what atonement means, what repentance means, what baptism of the Holy Spirit means, what prosperity means, what to overcome the enemy. I was so consumed with God's word. Most of us started that way, isn't it? Question is, how's your craving with God's word? What else do you crave for aside from God's word? What's still you're craving for God's word that's no longer the word of God? What is that? Communication through text? Social media? In fact, we were even A prophet came, one of our prophets. He said, the word of God says to him, very important, says, hey, look, you watch out for the grudges that you have. You might lose your first love because of the gadgets, the tablets, the latest gadgets out there that will steal your hunger and thirst and craving for the word of God. Acts chapter 2 verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Devoted means strong love and loyalty on a person or something. Do you still have that kind of longing? Do you still have that kind of craving for God's word? And I want to submit to you today, this is all across the board, all right? All ages, from 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, young people, teenagers, those who are in kids' church. I want to say this. The Sunday preaching of God's word, what you're experiencing today and what you're hearing out, is not enough for you to keep up and be strong in your spiritual life. If you think you're going to get encouraged, my prayer is for you to be built up. My encouragement is for you to encourage you, to support you. But I want you to understand, growth has something to do with you personally. Kaya wala akong katotohanan. Gusto ko lamang po sabihin na magsasabi tayo, alam mo, hindi na ako nag-grow. Kasi yung pinipreach, ganito eh. Kasi yung worship leader, hindi katulad nung grabe, yung tall, dark, and handsome na. Hindi na ako nag-grow. Kasi, alam mo, dati, ganito, kapos gawala na. Lilipat na ako ng ano, hindi na ako nag-grow. So, lumipat ka. Go ahead. It's not my responsibility. It's not the pastor's responsibility. It's your responsibility. What's wrong? Because of what's being taught here? Let me tell you, this is just what? This is not the whole deal of the meal. This is appetizer here. The first day, church, it's just an appetizer that will keep up for tomorrow and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Hello? You got to be responsible in your own spiritual disciplines life. The Bible says they were devoted to the apostles' teachings. They want more. In fact, they would wait for hours and stay there, no longer go to their houses anymore. Why is that? Because of the hunger and thirst for God's word. Pero sa atin ngayon, alam mo, easy access to the Bible. Hindi mo na kailangan bumili. Online lang, may Bible ka na. But I hope you understand how important this is. Spiritual discipline starts with a desire for God's word. Acts chapter 6 verse 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Grabe, you know what happened here in Acts chapter 6? The church was growing. It was growing. And the apostles, the leaders of the church, decided, hey look, no matter what, we will devote ourselves to what? To prayer and to the ministry of the word. That cannot be compromised. We can't compromise this. I know there's a lot of needs. There's open doors here and there. There's a lot of ministries that we need to solve its issues and solve some problems. But guess what? We will never compromise about the word of God and prayer. In fact, the mark of a true disciple, I want you to understand, is seen in the eagerness of a person based on how he learns. In fact, the word disciple means what? A student. It means what? A follower and a learner. Kaya nga pag sinabi mong disciple, follower of Jesus, we learn from God's ways. We learn from His word. We learn from His ways. We learn from His will. We learn basically from right here with His word. And we learn from one another. Are you here with me? The spiritual discipline of devotion to God's word is seen through reading, listening, and obeying to the preaching of the word of God. It is essential to growing up. It is essential to maturity. Have you ever heard and seen a person who's been a Christian for the longest time? And yet, there are some issues. Why is that? Why do you think so? Maybe this would be the problem. God's word helps believers unlock and understand and apply all spiritual disciplines. D.L. Moody was right when he said this. The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Could it be possible that the reason why you don't read your Bible with such craving and longing and desire is simply because of the issue of sin? Because the Bible, not the Bible, D.L. Moody is right, honestly. If you keep reading your Bible, listen to this. You're going to experience deliverance. You're going to realize how important that the Word of God is like a mirror that God would speak to you. Just the other day, I was repenting before the Lord. God was showing me something. So you realize, my goodness, Lord, I still have this. Maybe in your case, Lord, nabasa ka, grabe. Nagawa ko yun, naglay ako ah. Grabe. Sobrang may pride ako. Lord, grabe, may lust ako ah. Lord, grabe, adultery. Lord, grabe, I'm stealing money from you. Lord, grabe, I still have unforgiveness. Lord, I have bitterness. The Word of God is like a mirror. But God will show you who you are. We need to grow and have the spiritual discipline in our lives. It is actually a battle of passion. I just want you to understand. It's a battle of your desire. If your desire is about the world will eat you up. If your desire is God's word, let me tell you this, be ready because you're about to change the world. The word of God is an utmost important to every believer's life. Next one, the disciple continues to grow in them and mature in Christ, knowledge and character. It says there, as you long for spiritual, pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up in your salvation. The same goes with other virtues, that you may grow up. As a disciple who craves, like babies, craves for spiritual milk. The moment that we have that discipline, guess what? There's no other way. There's no other route than for us to grow and be mature and know the knowledge of Christ and have Christ-likeness. That's the very heart of God. The heart of God for all of us is this, is for you to grow, for you to be mature, for you to have Christ-likeness. And I want to ask a personal question. How are you then? As far as your growth, are you growing? Are you still the same person as 2 years ago? Are you discipling? Are you sharing God's word? Or maybe until today, nobody knows that you're still a Christian. Nobody knows that you are a Christian, that there's still the secret, the double agent Christian. And nobody knows about it. Ah, talaga nag-victory ka din? Oh, really? How's your growth? Sunday can't keep you. Won't let you go to the finish. Won't give you enough power. That's why we opened up a while ago. If you have anything that you want us to talk about more than what we talk about here, then we'll be willing. A disciple continues to grow and mature in Christ, knowledge, and character. In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, it says here, the last part, it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Yes, the church were growing, but the apostles decided, hey, look, it's not about the ministry. Kaya nga itong mga music group, if I may, we don't just let anybody sign up. You're talented. Go ahead. No. Everybody of this went through Purple Book. Every one of them is part of a victory group. We understand the magnitude. You can step up here if you're not part of the journey. You got to know the importance of spiritual disciplines. Ang dali lang mag-serve. Kayo mga ushers, thank you for serving. But it's not about showing up and serving. What about your relationship with God? Do you have that moment with Christ this morning before you came here? To those of you who've been coming here, did you spend time tonight? Or you spend time more of the internet and spend more time watching something else out there? God's heart is for you to grow. God's heart is for you to mature. It is not right to fix something else when you yourself needs to have some fixing. But I want you to understand the importance of this. Christianity is not about doing. It's both growing in the word and doing the works of the ministry. We can do both. But we don't miss this. That's why we pastors talk about this. This is not my devotion. All right? As we prepare God's message, this is not my devotion. My devotion is a different book that I'm reading. I'm reading 1 Timothy right now. I'm reading the book of Psalms. And it's different from what I preached here. There's a big temptation. Whatever that you're going to share to the victory groups and something else is something that you consider a devotion. It's not. Christianity is about doing, growing the word and the works of the ministry. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. And the word of God continued to increase. Everybody say, continue to increase. And the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. You know why? Because through spiritual discipline, a disciple learns, grows, increases his knowledge of God or God's word, possessing Christ's character, life, and wisdom, reproducing it to others. You see, it's not enough us being filled by the word of God. One way or the other, we are so filled that we can't be contained, but for you to share it to others. You're so filled that the whole point here is not for you to have the knowledge. Yeah, it's for you to be mature, but it doesn't end up there. That word of God that you have needs to be shared, needs to be preached, needs to influence others. That's the whole goal of what a disciple is. Yes, God's heart is for you to grow and mature. But let others see that. That's why we are called the salt of the earth, the light of this world. Let people see that, who we are, not to brag, but what God has done for us. Do you understand this? And it takes spiritual disciplines to fill our hearts with God's word. That is so important. Imagine the word of God continue to increase. Just think about here in Metro East. If the word of God continue to increase through you, in Marikina, in Taytay, wherever you are in your community, just imagine the impact. People will be saved and they see you. What? This guy who's a former this and that, who had this issue right now, man, he can share. He's now a victory group leader. He's doing 1-2-1 before he used to do this. But right now, he's a changed man. Woo! That's what it is. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 says, all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord, what? Remains? And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Friends, if there's anything, let me submit to you, if there's anything that is certain, anything that is sure in this world that you could hang on, guess what? The word of God. Everything that you see around, the high-rise buildings, huge mansions. It was funny, yesterday we were in the real-life talks, and our directress was telling me, because she handles Victory Group in Fort, and she handles the socialite, all right? There were a group of people, ladies. You know what the problem was? The problem was, where will I buy a mansion? Everybody has a concern. It's an issue. And I went, wow, what an issue. Pastor Mark, grabe. Pinag-usapan, sino ko bibili? Sa Forbes ba? Sa Dasmariñas? Ganun na issue. Talaga. Guess what? It's an issue. It's a problem. For us, hello. Di ba? But to them, it's something big. But my whole point is, yeah, bless God for these people. And there are in victory groups. Hallelujah. But if there's anything certain, it's not what you get and what you grasp in your hand. If there's anything that is sure and certain, let me tell you this. The Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away. All this will crumble down and be gone, even heaven. But one thing is certain and sure. Guess what? The Lord, the word of the Lord stands forever. It stays and it remains forever. Where do you get that? This Bible book will perish, but the word of God that I read, that I meditate, that I read and studied and confessed and prayed and believed in right here in my heart will remain forever. Kung meron talagang forever, ito po yun, mga kapatid. Wala na pong iba. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Folks, that is the word that was preached to us. The imperishable word of God. Never underestimate a disciple who reads, studied, meditate, confess God's word. Hello? Preach, declared, shared the word of God. It's just a matter of time. A couple approach me and says, you want to get right. We've been living in. Okay? You want to get right, Pastor? Can you help us? You know, when I met with them, the issue is not for them living in. Here's the way I see it. The issue is Jesus in your hearts. In other words, I share the gospel. That's the bottom line. Whatever the issue is, let's take care of that later on. But to make sure you understand this, what you need is a relationship with Jesus. And here's what they said. We've been here for years. In fact, we got convicted every time you talk and preach about this area. But we were so convicted and we realized we need to get right with God. We need help. They came forward. Guess what? The husband and wife are doing one-to-one. And the husband is part of my victory group. Think of that. We're not here to expose and say, what? You've been doing this? Oh my goodness. What kind of a Christian are you? They said, the word of God convicts us. But we'd like to hear the word. But somewhere or the other, the Lord was working on. Imagine how the word of God does. I don't even know who they are. We preach. We just faithfully preach God's word. Don't ever underestimate sharing the word of God. Yung mga ginagawa nyo, light sa kids' church, yung mga anak nyo, na talaga in-invest na namin yung, sorry, napakaliit na, dati napakalaki ng kids' church natin. Pinag-aaralan po namin yan kung ano yung isi-share nila. Tinitrain namin yung mga volunteers. Kami po mga pastors, we have our own class. In fact, we're even putting up our own theological seminary. Why is that? Guys, listen. We care for everyone's growth. There's going to be more Diane, more Dean. Guys, every one of here, God's heart for you is for you to grow. Never, ever underestimate the power of God being preached to every person. The word of God delivers you. The word of God brings prosperity. The word of God brings reconciliation, restoration. The word of God gives you that wisdom. The word of God causes you to grow. Kaya nga po meron tayong victory weekend. Para yung past mo, yung mga curses, makat na para si Jesus na yung siniserve po natin. This is big deal. The very heart of God is for every disciple to continuously grow and mature. That spiritual discipline of us being likened as a newborn baby who craves, who longs, deeply desire for God's work is very crucial. That's why, as we leave this place, in a statement of what we talk about here, remember this. Jesus is the living word, the good news that was preached to all believers. The Bible tells in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this Word became man and flesh that dwelt among us. It's only Christ, as we know His Word, will transform peoples, communities, families, relationships. Any one of us here, that's why there is hope. Why? Because Jesus is the living Word, the good news that was preached to all believers and to all nations. I want to pray for all of us today. I want to ask the Lord to give us a revelation that every one of us will just like newborn babes again. Lord God, help me to go back and help me to know that I am a baby, not a boss baby. You're the boss. I'm the baby. You're the parent, Lord. I'm the baby. But for that baby to crave, to long, desire, love deeply God's word. Can I pray for you right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you. Truly, you are the living word. You are the enduring, abiding word of God. That all these things have happened simply because of who you are and what you did, simply because of the power of your word. Lord, thank you for the access of the word of God. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of knowing you, because someone preached to us, because someone discipled us, someone reminded us, someone pushed us, someone even corrected us. It's only the power of the word that can transform lives. I want to pray for you. Can you raise up your hands all across the place? All across the place. I want us to raise up our hands to receive from the Lord today. Lord, as we raise up our hands, first things first, we want to repent. We want to repent, Lord, that the cravings, the longings, the desire probably is not the word of God anymore. But because of this series, you're reminding your people, just like the Apostle Peter, to go back and learn that we disciples are like newborn babies. As we raise up our hands, Lord, we want to say sorry. But yet, Lord, we want to ask that you create inside of us the hunger, the thirst, the longing, and desire of a newborn baby, Lord. As far as the Word of God is concerned, no matter what the conflicts are, the schedules are, may we have the cravings to study, to meditate, to read, to obey, and trust your Word like never before. Lord, create that in us. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, every single one of us here will not just be hearers of your Word, but doers of your Word. Cause us, Holy Spirit, to love your word like never before, because you are the living word, Lord Jesus. And today, Lord, I declare that right here, right now, Lord, even as we receive your word, enable us to preach, to share, to grow, Lord. I'm asking, Lord God, for everyone who's here today, maybe there are some reservations, take it out, Lord. Make them disciples. Make them, Lord God, part of us, not just on a Sunday, but this is just an appetizer, but every single day, learning from one another, knowing one another, supporting, encouraging one another. May your will be done, even in this moment, Lord. So I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, create that hunger and thirst and longing, Lord God, and the desire, Lord God, just for us to know you and have the passion for God's word today.